on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
Right on 9:30, Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean. The ties at half mast, the footy. I've got no teams left in the semis. Hawthorne.
The bubble has burst.
And the Dragons. Oh, they were gallant. They were gallant. I'm not going to talk about any refs' calls, but they were gallant. And congratulations to Souths.
Not what you said before the mics were open. You give them a slating then.
Talk about give up.
Oh, dear. Never mind. We'll find a winner, Dave.
We will. Anyway, our guests on this morning's show, we've got Sandown media guru Mick Floyd with the wrap of last night's amazing Speedstar match race series. Race caller Tim the Battler Newbold is going to look at this Thursday night's Group 1 Megastar final at Dapto. We'll get trainer Ruth Maddock on the line. Ruth's chaser Embi again dominated at Bulleye, this time on Saturday night in that club's regional final of the Million Dollar Chase. And the man behind the microphone in the state's north, Bob Lane, is going to join us to review the Casino Cup heats ahead of this Friday night's final. We're about to get Mick Floyd on the line now. And last night at Sandown, the fastest greyhounds around lined up in the Speedstar for rapid-fire racing at its best. Now, there were 20 match races with two dogs in each race and a total prize money pool of $190,000. The 20 match races were split into five groups. There were three sprint races, one middle distance, and one staying event. And the club's media chief, Mick Floyd, is on the line. Mick, good morning to you. First up, congratulations to you, Greg Miller, and your team, everyone at GRV, and indeed at Sky Racing, who made the night a spectacular one.
Good morning, Disco. Yeah, it was a fantastic effort from all involved. The concept has really grown over the last couple of years, and last night's match race spectacular was a lot of fun. It was great to see, and it all comes together as a cooperation between all the parties involved.
Mick, we've got to pay tribute to Brett, the track curator, and his staff. There was fine weather, but the track was just in outstanding order, producing some great times.
Yeah, it always is a Sandown Park, Dave. But the guys did a fantastic job. The weather on Saturday was, well, it was fairly horrific, to be honest. excuse me, we had a fair bit of hail and rain and wind, and it was a really awful day. If it had come a day later, there might have been some issues. But the guys did a fantastic job, not just getting the track right, but getting it in such a fantastic condition for last night, where the fastest dogs in the country were able to show what they were able to do.
Well, the listed Speedstar event over the 500 was the main feature, and Poke the Bear produced the fastest time with a sizzling display. Here is Robbie Tester's call.
Racing. Poke the Bear won the start, and he's going to cross and lead. So Poke the Bear is going to be the leader down to the mark, 5:16 early. Hecton Bale about two lengths away, trying to go with him, but Poke the Bear is going to set up a big break. And it's Poke the Bear who's the race favourite, turns down the back clear. Hecton Bale trying to go with him, but Poke the Bear hurtling along, goes through the second split in 18:75. Hecton Bale three lengths away, trying to pick up, but Poke the Bear turns with a good lead. Hecton Bale can't make any ground on him, and Poke the Bear goes all the way to win match one brilliantly.
Wow, Mick. Look, he's one of my favourite dogs for Jason and Shona Thompson, but 29-12 in his match race, he jumped from box three.
Extraordinary run. Speaking of handler Jason Thompson after the race, and he was a little disappointed with that first split. He thought the overall time was something he was capable of doing, but he'd have to time the start and run low 5.0s to put that sort of time on the board. So he was pleasantly surprised that he was able to do that at the end of the race. But look, he's an extraordinary greyhound. That was his 10th win at Sandown Park, and he's on to bigger and better things from here. He's got a race up in Sydney he's going to be heading towards, and then back to Sandown for the shootout and the Melbourne Cup, and connections are quite bullish about his chances going forward there too.
Mick, in that same event, Dinah Patty defeated Orson Allen in 29-18, but there were two upsets. Morris Minor for Tommy Savellis, the Queenslander, downing My Redeemer in 29-33 and Not Available, which overpowered Elevator in 29-4, or Elevated.
Yeah, they were probably upsets, but they really shouldn't have been. Morris Minor's form has been extraordinary. Of course, him and My Redeemer set the qualifying times in the same race back in May, and Moto Dema got the better of him there. But Morris Minor's form leading into this race has been pretty strong. He's found a little bit of trouble early in his races, but he showed in that trial before the Nationals that with a clear run, he's certainly capable of running the times that that gets him up there. And didn't come as a huge surprise that he did beat Moro Dema there. And not available, really thrives in this format. He's won the Constellation twice now. He's the fastest match winner of the entire series in May, albeit before the rain hit last time round, but he's certainly a greyhound that has plenty of ability and is racing in good form. So well done if you found those two.
Mick, let's go through the other events, starting with the tab.com.au, also over the 500. And in 29 and 33, one of Angela Langton's was at the top of the tree.
Yeah, Hasten Slowly. He's a very good greyhound, as we know. About 12 months ago, in fact, this just shows how big an opinion the connections have of him. 12 months ago, they nominated for the Speed Star to the trial his way in before he'd even had a race start, which just gives you an idea of the sort of opinion they had of him. But last night, he went around in the first match and put 29.32 on the board. So anyone who took the unders, or took the overs, rather, for that time-based betting option, you're out pretty early on, unfortunately, for them and myself included. But it was an extraordinary run, and Slingshot Whiffle was equally as good in the following match, just narrowly running a slower time. But there's some very, very good types coming through that series.
Yeah, Mick, the format of the Nationals was good. I mean, Morris Minor, as we mentioned earlier, was unlucky in that event. Hasten Slowly looked a big chance of winning, turning for home only to finish second.
Yeah, he's got some good form around him. He's been racing in top class for a long time and a very, very good body of work at group level. So it was certainly a drop in class. And again, a greyhound that really thrived in that format. He only went 5.14 early, and that does give him trouble when he runs the top grade greyhounds. But in this format, and especially from the inside box, he got the room he needed and put the time on the board.
It was a night, Mick, where favourites dominated. I think they won 13 or 14 of the 20 events, but there was still another upset in the tab.com.au where the evergreen, the old boy, Black Mamba, who was turned out beautifully by Anthony Karabitsakos, proving too strong for Wally and John.
He's definitely an old boy, isn't he? He turns 5 in November, which just to keep him on the track at that age is a fantastic effort, of course. He's a Group 1 winner. He's best. He's very good. And he showed in that run last night that he's certainly still capable. He's a fantastic-looking animal, and Anthony does a great job with him. And to win a match race against some of these fast dogs is a great effort any time, but to do it as a rising 5-year-old is just extraordinary.
Mick, let's get on to the middle distance event. It was the 5.95 Speed Star and the champion Tornado Tears, also known as Batman Rock Gotham City, producing, wow, an incredible time in his match race against a brave Benali.
He's an extraordinary greyhound, Tornado Tears. It doesn't come as a surprise that he can run these sort of times, although the time he did put on the board was just something else. 33.668, second fastest time ever run over the distance. And look, we've run out of superlatives for him. He's the best in the country at the moment. And I get a feeling with some of these good middle distance dogs coming through, we might see him a bit more over the 700. But look, he's an extraordinary greyhound. He's won just under $500,000 in prize money now from just 27 starts. And yeah, he's only 2.5, or just over 2.5. He's got a big career ahead of him if he hasn't already got a good body of work beneath him. But look, he's going to be at the top of the game for a long, long time.
Too right. So Miata still holds the record. But Tornado Tizzo just shaved Bobby Boucher's time. Bobby Boucher was the second fastest.
Was, yeah, and getting closer and closer to that track record from Dyna Double One. He's an extraordinary greyhound, and a couple of other good dogs that also ran well. All of these dogs broke 34 seconds, which is extraordinary in its own right. But Ellen Enchanted was the one that really turned some heads, ran 33.729, which in and of itself is an extraordinary run, but was just upstaged by one better here. And Sweetener Jamie this morning, actually, he's quite bullish about her chances going forward. I think we're yet to see the best of Ella Enchanted, which makes some pretty exciting middle distance racing in the next couple of months.
Too right. I think I better give myself an uppercut, Mick. I think I was talking about Miata, and that was the 700 time, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was, and Tornado Tears got pretty close to that as well, so he could pick up a double very, very soon.
Also in the middle distance event, Ella Enchanted was also outstanding, Mick, defeating Neo Cleo in 33 and 73.
Yeah, she's a really high-class greyhound. Jamie does think he's got more improvement in her, and it'll be interesting to see which way he goes now. There's a couple of good staying races coming up, as well as the Hume Cup and a few others over the middle distance. So I think there is some talk of her stepping up over more ground, but if she stays at the 600, then she's going to win her share of races, because she is quite brilliant and has some good early speed as well, which Tornado Tears doesn't have necessarily. She went 9.12 early, which is certainly quick enough to win her share of top-grade races over the 600.
Mick, let's move on to the Speedstar Stayers over the 715. And little moment to jive from Western Australia. She drew the tough straw. She took on Rippin' Sam, and Sam was too good in the end.
Yeah, unfortunately for a moment of jive, someone had to draw against Rippin' Sam, and I don't think it would have mattered who it was. Rippin' Sam put on a show. He's got a huge motor. We know he's got gears when he gets that clear run down the back. And look, he's actually been jumping pretty well the last few starts. He's got out, but or for him at least, he has got out a lot better. And the fact that he can set a little bit closer and still have that burst at the end, obviously in this format, there's no traffic for him to negotiate. And he was able to put it on the clock, 41.25 is the third fastest ever run, not too far behind the Little Brothers time set earlier this year. And look, he's an exceptional greyhound. It's just a shame he's run into one better who happens to be in the kennel next door. It's he's a Group 1 winner, and if he does get that clear run, that's the key for him. He needs to get that clear run. If he does, he's capable of putting the times on the board, as he showed last night.
Mick, there was an upset too in the Speedstar Stayers, and Billy's Bake, which was bred by James Vandermart, proving too strong for Equilibrium.
He was pretty happy about it too, James. And fair enough too, Billy's Bake was a really nice run. Equilibrium, as he does, he's another that just doesn't have a lot of early pace, and he really did drop out of the boxes. He only went 6.50 the first mark, and that's very pedestrian. He found the line pretty well. He made up a lot of ground late, but the damage was done early. And there was a bit of money for Billy's Bake too. He opened at 5.50 in the head-to-head market, got into about 4.40, and speaking to a couple of punters on course, they were on nice and early too, so they were quite happy with that result. But it does show how good the staying ranks are at the moment. I think we had 19 dogs qualify for the series under 42 seconds, which is just unheard of. And even Moment of Jive, who's finished eighth officially, he's gone 41.96, which in its own right would be a great run. But it's a fantastic sign to see so many good stayers at this level.
Too right it is. The final event of the five events, Mick, was the Sky Racing, the third over the sprint journey. And Big Flood was expected to post the fastest time, but it didn't turn out that way.
No, he's actually finished fourth in the end, ran 29.40. The big upset of the night was Blue Striker winning this event. And not so much him winning the event, but winning the event in the time he's run, 29.203, is just flying. It was the third fastest overall for the entire night, which just shows when you see the greyhounds that were going around the main event, to run faster than them was just extraordinary. It's a greyhound that Peter Akathiotis has had a big opinion of from the start. He's always trialled very well, but doesn't necessarily have the best box manners, it's fair to say, but put that behind her last night, went 5.06 the first mark, and she was all over from there. An extraordinary run, and given it doesn't turn two until November, I think it's certainly one for the Black Book. We'll keep an eye on that over the coming month.
Absolutely. Well, you've got some exciting races to come in spring, culminating with the TAB Melbourne Cup night at the end of November. $1 million in prize money for the program. It's excitement plus on the way at Sandown.
Oh, it certainly does. It doesn't stop. Melbourne Cup Preludes kick off in just a couple of weeks. It is the world's greatest race, and we're very excited with some of those changes we've put in for Melbourne Cup night. There's a race there for everyone and every class of dog. So if you're not sure on the format or you want more information, jump onto the Sandown website. And it's only 60 odd days now until Melbourne Cup night. It's the countdown's well and truly on, and bring it on. It's a lot of fun. Great time in grain racing.
Well, Mick, this is my second last going greyhounds before the great John Bunny Brash takes over the show. I'm going to be departing Sky Racing and smelling the roses for a little bit. I'll still be doing some greyhound stuff, but I'm just going to take it easy for a while. To you and Greg and your entire team, thanks so much for all the time that you've given me. I really appreciate it, Mick, and I look forward to coming down to the track and, instead of being at the starting boxes, being up in the stands in the future.
It's been a pleasure, Dave, and thank you for all your support, not just for our club, but for the sport. It's been much appreciated, and look forward to seeing you down there up in the dining room instead of the starting boxes around any time, but certainly around our feature events.
Thanks very much, Mick. I really appreciate you coming on, and the many times that you've been on the program.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mick. Mick Floyd, the media chief there of Sandown. Well, it is time now to turn our attention to Dapto, and the heats of the Group 1 megastar were run and won last Thursday night with Ben Kenny-Chick posting the fastest time. Here is Tim Newbold's call.
Racing, Aston Duke poorly away, Sunburn Highway and Ben Kenny-Chick away in a hurry. Ben Kenny-Chick is charging over, she got across, led by three over Sunburn Highway. The inside Black Hole Sun, then Fast Car driving, Dinah Renthal, Lagoon Pirate, then Aston Duke and Zipping Bailey at the tail. Ben Kenny-Chick tearing along in the lead by six over Sunburn Highway. Black Hole Sun, then Fast Car driving, Ben Kenny-Chick. She's racing in a purple patch of the form and she's into the Group 1. Ben Kenny-Chick by five, Sunburn Highway second, Black Hole Sun third on the
Well, that very man, Tim Newbold, joins us now. Tim, good morning to you. The Peter Mantak train chaser, Ping from the eight, as we heard in your call, ran really straight to the first time and was very, very impressive.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, she is really, as I said in the call, racing in a purple patch of form at the moment. She's won four out of five at Dapto, and she's won seven of the last eight starts, and she is peaking at the perfect time. She ran 29.50 at Dapto two runs ago, and then 29.68 on Thursday night. She got away cleanly. She showed that great speed getting across, and she cut and run at the first turn. She just eased the way across beautifully, and then when she cut across, she got ahead of Sunburn Highway at that point, and that was where she won the race, because she's not weak at the end by any stretch of the imagination, Dave. She was home in 12.52, and only real good dogs come home in that time at Dapto. She's got good box manners, she's got good speed, and she's strong at the end. She's racing in the peak of her powers at the moment.
As you said, Tim, Sunburn Highway was second. Now, the other heat winners, Lagoon Rhett from box seven for Sharon Webster, was very strong in the run.
Yeah, he's a greyhound who's capable of running blinding tyres. He actually trialled around 29.6 at Wentworth Park before he debuted Lagoon Redden. And he probably hasn't really developed into what we thought he might have after that, trial early on in his career. But he's just gradually gone around racing in the provincial, on the pretty much the provincial tracks, and a few. He has won in town. He has performed well in town. But on Thursday night he got into a nice position around the first turn. He's really strong at the end, and he went out after Zipping Taylor down the back straight, and he reeled her in. He was beautifully drawn wide out. I think he is desperate for a wide draw. He likes just staying out of trouble and going on a sweeping run mid race, and that's what he did last Thursday night, 29.87. The only issue with him in the final, I don't know whether he's got enough early dash to be in the first probably three or four around the first turn. If he's not, it's hard to run these greyhounds down when they're running 29.6, 29.7 up in front. So he will probably need plenty of luck in the final, and he probably need the leaders to come together at any stage if he is going to run right over the top of them.
Tim, the only heat not to go under 30 seconds was 1 hour Parkings win for trainer Mark Knowles. It was 30.17, but that greyhound used his rails draw pretty well.
Yeah, it was a bit of a messy race, Dave. He wasn't the greatest to begin. He's normally a brilliant beginner, and he's got a great turn of pace, but he didn't begin all that well, but he drove hard, and courtesy of that inside draw, he was able to just drive through at the first turn and hold them all out, and that's... There was a bit of jamming at the first turn. Raw Ability fell. Drink Schooners was coming across. He copped the backwash, and he was out of play as far as a winning chance was concerned, Drink Schooners. But he ended up finishing third. His run was enormous in the end. But all honest, to 1 hour Parking, when he did find the lead, he pinched a margin down the back straight. Infrared Ethics loomed large on the home corner. I thought he was going to reel him in over the later stages, but 1 hour Parking just kept on kicking, and he won it narrowly. 30.17. He's got box number three in the final. He will need to come out running because he's got genuine pace drawn in one and two to get across. And he will need, if he does lead, he will need to improve a couple of tenths to get away with the final. They'll run around 29.8, I think, in the final, Dave, and he will need to improve probably three or four lengths.
Yeah. Raw Ability, I spoke to Anthony as a party. He said the greyhound wasn't seriously injured, but he'll now be retired. Tim, the fourth heat went to Skyway for Vic Sultana, just too classy.
Yeah, she was really good. And she'll improve on what she did, Dave. She hadn't even trialled at the track prior to that victory on Thursday night. She ran 29.75. So with a look around the track, you would imagine she could improve a tenth or two. She got into a nice position early on, and she was really strong at the end. She reeled in Twisted Love over the latter stages. And 5.41, 17.13 were the early sections set up by Twisted Love. They came home in 12.62. So her run home time, Skywave, coming just off Twisted Love when in the run home time. So she's run around 12.05 coming home, Skywave. She's pretty much similar to Benkinney Chick. She's got good box manners. She's got the speed to put herself in the firing line, and she's strong at the end as well. I think she's beautifully drawn wide out in box eight in the final. She hasn't got a great deal of pace drawn in 5, 6, or 7. So she's going to get room to charge down the outside. All the speed is 1, 2, 3, and then Skywave out in box eight. So she will need to come across, come out running to get across to cross that trio drawn on the inside. But I think she's a deserved favourite, Dave, at $2.50.
Yeah, the box draw, Tim, Zipping Taylor 1, Benkinney Chick 2, 1 Hour Parking 3, Blinkin' Gone 4, Sunburnt Highway 5, Infrared Ethics 6, Lagoon Ret again draw 7, Skywave in 8. The reserves are Twisted Love and Black Hole Sun. I'll be on track. I look forward to seeing you there, Tim. And Wentworth Park back this Wednesday night. Are you back on deck?
Yeah, looking forward to getting back to Weddy on Wednesday night. Yeah, I know they did extend nominations earlier this morning. I think they're closing at 11 a.m, but you'd better double-check on that. But I know they were looking for another couple of races to bring us up to 10 on Wednesday night, but really looking forward to getting back to Wentworth Park and having a look at the work they've done there. And then we're really getting into all of the feature racing over the next few weeks at Weddy. So looking forward to getting back to the city.
Good stuff, Tim. Well, look, thanks for giving us your time this morning, Timmy Newbold, and I'll catch you at Dapto. Good calling in the meantime.
Looking forward to it, Dave.
Thank you, Tim. There is Tim Newbold. All right. Well, more finals and some more heats of the $1 million chase have been contested in the past week. At Bathurst last Monday night, there was an upset. Rowan Hill for Jody Lord defeating Double Up D in 29 and 81. Both of those dogs are through to the semis at Wenty on Friday night, October the 12th. On Tuesday night at Lismore, Snug for Darren Russell won its regional final in 29 and 97, holding off Raven Izmir by a neck. At Maitland on Thursday, Big Black for Donna Campbell booked a semis berth, scoring in 24 and 85 from She's Gifted, which is also through. And at Bulleye on Saturday night, Mbai started favourite from box one in its final. Let's hear the call of that.
Racing, Mbai came out beautifully. He's punching hard and he held the lead. Coming across from the outside, Block of Fire going to second and Zipping Mitzi around the outer. Three away to Beckham Street, Nino D'Oro, followed by Book of Luck Goldstein. At the tail of the field is Burning Fuel. It is Mbai in full cry. Had it by three over Zipping Mitzi. Five away, Block of Fire, Nino D'Oro. Mbai in front. Zipping Mitzi tries hard, but Mbai's too good. Mbai a length and a half. Zipping Mitzi, Nino D'Oro, a distant third ahead of Beckham.
Yes, indeed. It was Mbai for trainer Ruth Maddock by a length and a quarter from Jason Magri, Zipping Mitzi, in a repeat of his heat win, also from the red. He's a towering son. He's about 36 kilo, a son of Kibo and Slip Sliding. And Ping the Lids, trainer Ruth Maddock is on the line. Good morning, Ruth. He really must love the rails. He's been jumping superbly at his past two starts.
Hi, Dave. Yes, he does. He just jumps well from the rails. He just does everything right. If he's near the lead early, he's just so strong.
Well, he's always shown great promise. He debuted with a second at Wentworth Park to Winlock Huddy in the Magic Maiden Series, and he really acquitted himself well, Ruth, in what can be a pretty grueling 3-week series for young dogs.
Yeah, he had a bit of bone issues at that stage, just sort of like a lot of young dogs do, and we just gave him a bit of time off after that until he matured, and he's come back without that problem now and going really well.
You've mixed his distances in what has only been a short career. You've run him several times over the 600, Ruth, including one at the Meadows, but back at the 500, he's really got his mojo working.
Yeah, well, we're keeping him pretty fresh for that. I think in the long term he will be a stayer. His run home times are just phenomenal. But why tax them while they're sprinting, you know? Why do it to them? Why not let them sprint? And you've always got that up your sleeve for later.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's only had 16 starts. He's won 8 of them, 4 second placings. What are you going to do with him, Ruth, before the million-dollar chase semis? Because they're almost, well, they're still almost 4 weeks away.
Yeah, there's 4 weeks to the next round. Look, my initial thoughts were to don't race him, don't risk injury. But for the dog to be at his best, we need to take a big, deep breath and just keep racing him, and whatever will be, will be. Like, he'll have to have a couple of starts between now and then, I'd say. Just to stay fit.
What about some of the other chasers from your kennel that you've got high hopes for that we should keep an eye out for, Ruth?
We've got 13 in the kennels at the moment, but 8 of them haven't raced. So I've only really got 5 race dogs. We've got Really Fast Love, Super Fast Love. And just, you know, we just hope, always got your hopes and your pups, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And well, look, the name Ruth Maddock seems to have been around greyhounds for quite a while. How long have you been training for now?
I think we trained the first winner in about 79.
Wow. Maybe,
yeah, something like that. Yeah, long time.
That's when I first started in radio, at beautiful 2GN in Goulburn. Did you ever run any dogs on the old Goulburn track there?
Oh, yes, yep. Yeah, that was a great Saturday afternoon.
I remember it. My $89 a week paycheck, about 3/4 of it used to go into the bookie's bag.
They had a strong bookmaker ring too.
Yeah, they did. Now, Ruth, you've won Group 1 races in the past, including the Nationals. Recap some of your favourite Group 1 victories.
Our first Group 1 winner was with World Partnered in the National Derby. That was many, many years ago. And this pup actually, Mbai actually has World Partnered way back in his breeding.
Okay.
We won the National Sprint with Bit Chilli.
Yes.
We won second in a National Sprint with Tap Dance. We ran second in a National Sprint with Mountain of Love. We won a South Australian Oaks with Keto's Millie, and she ran second in an Easter egg.
It's been a good ride. How good would it be to win the million-dollar race?
Oh, it'd be terrific, really. Especially for the owners, like, they've been long-term friends of ours. We've probably known them for about 30 years, and they live up at Taree, and we've sent them a lot of bush dogs in the past, and they rang me up and said, we've got this pup that's broken in really well. Do you want to give him a go? But if he doesn't, you know, he doesn't live up to it, just send him back. And that was Mbai, so he certainly lived up to it.
Is he named after the footy player, the rugby league
apparently,
player?
Yeah. I'm not really into following football, but yeah. Yeah, his kennel name's Moses. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's fair enough. Yeah. Well, Mbai, of course, now a tiger after leaving the Bulldogs. So hopefully there'll be a tiger in Mbai's tank in the semi-finals at Wendy on Friday night, October 12. Ruth, and thank you very much for joining us. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Good on you, Ruth. There is Ruth Maddock and Mbai, dominant both times from box one in the heat and the final in Lismore. Well, speaking of the million-dollar chase series, Dubbo held a heat on Thursday. Little Digger for Ray Smith took it out in 29-60. Cliff Keeping for Charmaine Roberts finished second. While at Tamora last night, 3 heats were run. The winners were Champion Model for Jody Lord, 26-21 from Club Double for Neil Staines. Spring Jazz for Pam Braddon from Vicky Press Chasers Smith in 26-41. While Bogan Way for Neil Staines, down Nangar Jack for Dennis Barnes in the quickest time, 26-19. Tonight, Grafton and Nowra will host heats of the million-dollar chase. It's time to head north of New South Wales now, up near the border, with the $25,000 to the winner Group 3 Casino Cup Final coming up this Friday. Race caller Bob Lane is with us. Bob, good morning. Last Friday's heats were terrific, with all 4 winners recording similar times.
Morning, Dave. Yes, correct. Even from when the draw came out, a lot of the old-timers have said it's one of the more even and better quality casino we've had in many, many years, and that just proved to be the point.
Bob, we're going to hear your call of Cosmic Bonus right now, producing the quickest time.
Kingsbury Missy, Cosmic Bonus for Gunwell, and Go Lassie Go, Big Unlocker Rocket, and So Titted, All About Tiger, matching motors with her, and takes over down the back. All About Tiger lead, Go Lassie Go in second place, Kingsbury Missy, Cosmic Bonus, a long way back then was Soft Sand, and So Too, Good to Know, and well off the track was Bock Arm Dean, and towards the tail now, would have been, that was the other one there, Kingsbury Missy, but on the circle, this one's going well up front, that's All About Tiger now, Go Lassie Go coming again, and the old bloke, Cosmic Bonus, right along the inside, Kingsbury Missy rocketed to get second, All About Tiger or Go Lassie Go, followed then by Soft Sand.
27 and 51, Bob, the margin was decent in the end.
Yes, he rocketed home. The last section was by far the quickest of the four heats, Dave. And the old bloke, shouldn't call him the old bloke, he's a wonderful campaigner. That was his ninth start here at Casano, his fifth win, and he's had the three minors. So he's only been over the prize money on one occasion. He's won four from four, five now off the inside box, and Evelyn Harris done a wonderful job with him. Takes the cup out Friday, gets over $200,000 in prize money.
Wow. Bob Territora for Ryan Newstead took out Heat 1, 27 and 69 from Snug, which was on the quick backup. And that was the same time as Nicky Nettle for Claude Dacey in Heat 2, which defeated Saltador.
Yeah, and Territora, of course, won the event last year, and we lost the meeting after that with a big storm that went over the track. But she's a wonder. If you watch her replay, she gets on the fence between the 600 and the turn. If there's a needle eye opening there, she'll find it. She did that the other day. Snug backed up particularly well for Darren Russell. And Nicky Nettle, well, she's pretty impressive for Claude Dacey. She's one of the bigger firmers on the tab fixed odds. Didn't have a lot of form coming into it. She's had a few niggling injuries, but she certainly put it all together there. It was only a second look at the eight box, first look at the track, and she was very, very impressive.
Claude Dacey, the trainer of Nicky Nettle, I don't know how long he's been training, Bob, but he's a marvel.
He really is. We call him a local. He just has a different postcode.
Lock Freddy for Tommy Savellis was impressive in 29 and 61 from box four in that heat, Bob, battling it out with Darren Russell's Fab Fit for the entire race.
Yeah, Fab Fit was the quickest of the early sections there, not by much, but he did it, and he did it off the inside. He's got a good record off the inside. Darrell's got a great two-prong attack on this event, and gee whiz, the more you look at it, the more confusing it gets. It's a very, very even final. Box draw, all important. And even looking at the two reserves, as I see them, if they get a start, they're not without a chance either.
When's the box draw going to take place, Bob?
That'll be tomorrow, Dave.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, I wish you all the best for Friday. It's going to be a great day at Casino. And, Bob, just while you're here recapping Lismore's million-dollar chase final, Snug and Raven Ismir, they're off to Sydney for the semis. How good would it be for a Lismore winner to take it out?
Well, it's well within the realms of possibility. She's been a wonderful campaigner. She's won 20 now from 56 for Darren. And she just keeps adapting to tracks, you might say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a big week coming up for you, Bob. Really looking forward to your call of the Casino Cup on Friday. And go well. And as always, thank you for joining us. I might give you a call next Monday for the recap of the decider.
Ah, pleasure, Dave. Thank you, and all the very best.
Good on you, Bob. Thank you. There is race caller Bob Lane, Cozzy. This Thursday night, along with the Group 1 megastar Adapto, the South Australian Derby and the Oaks are on at Angle Park. So you'll see all that action on Sky Racing. And the Catching Pen, you can join myself, James Vandermart, and the Whiz, Jason Lincoln, tomorrow evening, 6:30 on Sky 2.
Good on you, Dave. Have a top week, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet you, Cozzy.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Carlson joining us there. Now it's 11:02 at Sky Sports Radio.